I wonder, can the church say amen? I don't know about you, but it was grace and mercy that brought me through.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
His grace is sufficient. Amen. Right now.
Thank you.
I am I'm truly blessed to be here today. I want to thank Pastor for looking out and making choice of a super senior. I am a super senior, amen. Next month I'll be 77 years old, so that put me in the super grade, right? And I thank God for my son and his wife and a friend for sharing with us today. Just raise your hand, Marilyn. And also my wife for 56 years. I wondered what could I preach today, and a verse of scripture pressed my heart. It is from a collection of Psalms, number 37, and verse 25. And it reads thusly. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You may be seated. A few minutes, I want to lift up this verse and draw a subject from it, the assurance of the righteous. If you don't mind, I just have a tendency of preaching about 2 hours when I'm nervous like this. But I can cut that time about 1 hour and 37 minutes if you pray for me. And if my son just sang one verse of my hymn, I'll be ready. Can you do that?
Blessed assurance, yes. Jesus, he is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm in error of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit. In his blood, this is praise him in here today?
Praising my Savior.
They say when praises go up, blessings come down. Praising my Savior. Oh, the day long. Yes, yes. The assurance of the righteous. This is the language of an old man. He is no longer that youthful David, for his hair is now white. He is no longer that youthful lad who challenged the strength of a lion and refused to be kept by the grips of a bear. The keenness of his eyesight was failing. The swiftness of his limbs are gone. The length of his steps short. David had reached the experience of many years. But even though his physical body was deteriorating, his memory lingers on. Listen to this old man as he speaks to us today. I've been around for a long time, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I've seen much in my day, for I once was young. But as I look back over my past, when I see where God has brought me, I can say with unmistakable clarity that out of all my sin, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seen begging bread. This old man had seen the green pastures where cattle and sheep graze. He had seen the beauty of the sunrise and the glory of many sunsets. He had seen himself standing beneath the shadow of that great giant Goliath. He had been elevated from the pastor to the king palace. David had seen kings and queens and potentates from many countries. But as his mind take a trip down memory lane, when he thought about all he had seen, David said, there is one thing I never seen. I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And as I review David here, I never seen it myself. I witnessed a lot of things. I seen inside a university where some of the great minds have studied. I've seen men exploring space and outer space. I've seen men walk on the moon and find new eras and medicine and vitamins and hormone discovery. I've seen church people too leave the church. I've seen choir members sit down because they couldn't sing that song every Sunday. I've seen deacons stop praying, and I've seen trustees that you couldn't trust. And I, like David, can say, I never seen though the righteous forsaken, nor his seed bringing bread. What David is really saying here is that I've seen a lot of things happen to the righteous. I've seen the righteous dissatisfied, but not forsaken. I've seen them tested in dark prisons, but not forsaken. I've seen nation rise against them, and mother against daughter, and father against son, but not forsaken. I've seen walls and rumors of war, but out of all I've seen, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. You see, my friends, it's good to reap the experience of an old man. Only time can teach us something. The Bible tells us that old men are for counseling and young men for war. Now, the difference between the testimony of an old man and a young man is the difference between learn and unlearn. You see, young men, you see, have strength, but old men have know-how. Young men have courage, but old men have experience. Young men are learned, but old men know. Young men will be, but old men have been. So we need the benefit of old people, for only time can teach us something. I know a lot of people think old folks are fogy, and I know they think that was back in the day, and I know they think they don't know what's happening today, but old folks know all things. They know what's happening. They can get down with the beat. Yeah. They know, you know, it's your birthday, it's your birthday, it's your birthday. They know what's going on. Don't you think old men are square? They once have drank gin and tonic, scotch on the rock, Michelob, Miller's Lite. Well, Rem, honey, how you know all that? Can I read? They advertise that more than they do Jesus. You see, days teach us sense, but years teach us wisdom. See, you got to see something and do something and feel something to understand many things. So I can hear this wise old man saying, I never seen the righteous forsaken. And as we look back over many years and over our lives, we can see men and women leaving true principles of holiness, but not forsaken. Can you really see any blessed assurance? I see right in the church among us, you know, house parties. Well, Lord have mercy. I see, you know, why they gather together in the basement where they got the boss all set up with liquor and beer. Right in Christian's home, and I ask myself a question, are there any blessed assurance? Officers not in Sunday school, not in Bible class, not in prayer meeting, are there any blessed assurance? People want to be the head of ministry and no prayer life. Are there any blessed assurance? And they want to come Sunday morning and tip God. They don't want to pay no tithing offering. Amen. But many of them tell a lie. They made $500 and they bringing $23 in a tithe envelope. They know 23 ain't 10% of 500. Are there any blessed assurance? David is saying, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I see men shot down like dogs just because they stood up for right. And David said here, I never seen the righteous forsaken. I seen race demonstrators put in prison just because they wanted better equality. And David is saying, I never seen the righteous forsaken. I seen men like Martin Luther King and Emmett Till are shot down. Are there any blessed assured? I've heard the groaning and suffering of an overburdened world. Are there any blessed assurance? I've seen men walk away from their family and leave the poor wife on welfare. And David is saying, blessed assurance? So what David is saying here sounds mighty strange. The people that are on Medicare and food stamp and work program, and people are dying for the lack of proper health care and housing. But let me close here. You see, the key word here is forsaken. And David is not saying that he hadn't seen the righteous go through something. Oh no, he never seen them forsaken. You see, just because you are righteous does not mean that you won't have to have some trouble. Just because you are righteous, it doesn't mean that everything you touch is going to turn to gold. Into every life, some rain must fall. And Dr. Norwood said, you don't know how to be happy anyway if you haven't never been sad. You don't know how to be up if you've never been down. So the question has always been, why does the wicked prosper seemingly always? Look like to me the worst no down little the worst low down man get the best women. And the best women get the low down sorry, no good man. You know, in our garden, if we keep the weeds cut down, you won't have to look over the fence at somebody else's garden. Your garden can be beautiful if you want it sometime. So why is it that the righteous have to suffer? It is not suggested that the righteous wouldn't have to cry sometime. It is not suggested that the righteous wouldn't feel pain. It is not suggested that the righteous wouldn't be persecuted. But the Lord said, I'll be with you always. I am the God that brought you out of the land of Egypt, and I brought you out of bondage into this marvelous life. And I want to let you know, if you get hungry, I am bread in a starving land. And if you get thirsty, I am living water. And if you get in trouble, I'll be a lawyer that never lost a case. You see, I got to close this message, but there are some special benefits for the righteous. I heard the songwriter say, none but the righteous shall see God. And I want to ask you, David, can you give us super seniors a little hope today? And David would testify and say, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, say God will be with you. He'll be with you always. And Jesus said, I'll be with you always. And he can't be with us always and then forsake us. As I close this message, when I left home this morning, I told the Lord to watch over me, and I have that blessed assurance that God is with me right now. When I left home this morning, I told the Lord I had to go to Shiloh and preach the word to dying men and women. I said, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need your power. Lord, I need your deliverance. I need your Holy Ghost to guide me over thy great Jehovah. I'm just a pilgrim through this barren land.
So lead me and guide me every step of the way. But I made up in my mind that I'm going to trust him. I made up in my mind that I'm going to lean on him. My way get mighty dark sometimes, but I'm going to trust in the Lord. My burden get mighty heavy, but I'm going to trust in the Lord. And as I give you my testimony, I'm going to my seat. Says 16 years ago, I was dying. My heart had failed. I've had open heart surgery. My leaking mitral valve had a steady stream. And I want to tell you that the right ventricle of my heart was only beating 30%. I couldn't hardly move around. I couldn't hardly walk around without the assistance of my wife. But just look at me now. God had been good to me. It's been 16 years. I haven't had no complications. I haven't had no pressure on the heart. It's working fine. I got it from a 30-year-old person. I don't know, but I believe that person was saved. I believe that person knew something about God. So here I am today. So I want to say to you super seniors, hold on just a little while longer. It wasn't promised for you to be but 70. That's 70 years and 10. But many of us are living in by reason of strength. It might be 40 years. And I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Can you say yeah? Can you say yeah? Can you say yeah? Oh! Won't the Lord do it for you? Seniors, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty and battle. Say yeah! Say yeah!
Everyone standing to their feet. Deacons and deaconesses and clergy, we want to help me extend the invitation to Christian discipleship. God bless you, Dr. Hunter. Somebody need to hear the word today. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Choir's going to sing. The invitation to Christian discipleship is extended. If you don't have a church home, we want to invite you to give us your hand and give God your heart. But more important, if you don't know Jesus for yourself, we want to offer you the saving grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Go ahead and sing, choir.
For the rest of my life.
Is there someone here?
I'll serve him.
I'll serve him.
For the rest of my life.
For the next of my life.
I'll trust him.
I'll trust him.
For the rest of my life.